We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Hindel Bas El Yochum HaKohen David Ben Menachem Munush and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're in Shvi'is Perakei Mishnah Hey Me'emos Hay Mutter Adam Likach Luf B'Motzei Shvi'is. Go back to these onions, the Luf onions, and the Mishnah wants to know, from when is a person allowed to buy Luf in the eighth year? Meaning, it's the year after Shemitah. A person wants to buy from someone, wants to buy luf, this type of onion from someone, but he fears that maybe it's Shemitah produce. So the Mishnah here has a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, when we speak about produce that's possibly from Shemitah, so the halach is we're not permitted to buy it from someone who we suspect wasn't keeping the laws of Shemitah. And even if they are Shemitah, even if I buy it from someone who's reliable, if it is Shemitah produce, of course, the halachos of beer would apply, and the person would have their, and the Kedusha would apply. We would have to be careful of that as well. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyad. Rabbi Yehuda says you can buy luf in the eighth year immediately. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yehuda assumes, based on the way the Yerushalmi explains it, is that we assume the luf that we're talking about here was from some storage. Remember, we spoke about putting the luf in the ground and keeping it there for storage purposes. And it wasn't something that someone uprooted immediately fresh, but it had been there for a while. So Rabbi Yehuda says like this, if we're speaking about luf that was taken out of a storage pile, it's not likely that that's Shemitah. That came from Shemitah. Why? Because think about what a person would have to do in the Shemitah year if he would actually be putting luf in storage. We remember we spoke about all the different type of implements you have to use, and you can't do it in the normal manner. It would be a very troublesome process for a person to do that. So the likelihood is if there's actually luf in storage, it was not put in storage during the Shemitah year. That just would have been too much of a pain in the neck to use wood instead of metal, etc. So if there's luf in the eighth year, we assume that that's something, that luf was stored from before the Shemitah year, and therefore we don't have to worry that it's Shemitah fruit. So you're allowed to use it miyad in the eighth year. V'chachamim omrim, mishe yirbe ha-chadesh. Chachamim saying we don't rely on this argument of Rabbi Yehuda, and we have to be worried about the luf in the eighth year. We can't assume it was not Shemitah produce. So at what point in the eighth year do we not have to worry? Ah, so the answer is when we know that it's the eighth year luf, the eighth year crop. When was that? From Pesach, following Shemitah, that's when we can assume it's eighth year. But any time before that in the eighth year, that's a large part of the eighth year up until Pesach. We're not permitted to use any luf, buy it from someone who's not reliable because we're concerned it may be Shemitah luf. Parak hey, Mishnah Vav Elu Kalim She'ein Ha'uman Rashai L'machram Bashvias. The Mishnah is going to list vessels, utensils that an Uman, a craftsman, is not permitted to sell during the Shemitah year. What's the issue? So the issue here is a Lifnei Yiver Lo Zitein Mechshol. If a person is going to sell a certain implements, and he may be selling it to someone who violates Shemitah, so this is Lifnei Yiver. You're giving him an implement, you're giving him a shovel, whatever it is, then he may likely use for Shemitah. So we have to be worried about that. So the Mishnah is going to show us that Kalim I'm allowed to sell are Kalim that have a secondary use. Very similar to the halacha we have when it comes to Kli Shemalachto Le'isser on Shabbos. The hammer, which is normally used for a malacha of bona, which I'm not permitted to move because of Muktzah, to Kli Shemalachto Le'isser. But if there's a secondary use, like the Gemara speaks about cracking open nuts with a hammer, so therefore then I'm allowed to move it, L'tzorach Gufa Tzorach Mekomo, to use the hammer or to move it move it out of place. So there's a similar concept over here, that if I can have a kli that, yes, typically it's used for digging and other plowing, what have you, or harvesting during the, and I have to be afraid someone may be using them for the Shemitah, I shouldn't sell because of Lifnei Yiver. On the other hand, maybe it's a secondary use that's nothing to do with planting or plowing or harvesting, and therefore it should be permitted, and I don't have to assume that the person is going to be using it for Shemitah. One other important introduction is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rash. The Rash, we've mentioned it many times, the Rash is Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avram, the Tosfos Shantz, has a commentary on the Mishnah, and is quoted very often. And that is regarding harvesting and during the Shemitah year, and processing that which was harvested. According to the Rambam, Rambam says that the only type of harvesting that's not allowed during the Shemitah year is something that's done on a large scale. And he says that that is Asur Midoraisa, but to do a little bit, that's permitted. And the Rosh says, no, you can even harvest large amounts as long as the field that you're speaking about was left open and hefker to everybody else. If it's accessible, anyone can enter and pick. So then you can even harvest a lot. So that's an important machlokes to keep in mind, certainly on a Doraisa level. If, however, the person locked the gate and didn't leave it hefker to, and it's not, and it's inaccessible to everybody, so then harvesting that crop in a normal way would be usur. But if you used some type of shinui, a different tool, sounds so much like Shabbos, a different tool, so then perhaps it would be permitted. And in terms of processing it, that may also require a shinui after it was harvested. So we'll go through some of this, and we'll see how it applies to this Mishnah. So the Mishnah, once again, Elu Kalim Sheina Uman Rashai Lamachram of Shvis, he can't sell these Kalim. Macharesha, V'chol Keleha, a plow, and all the utensils that are accessories to it, because they're all used exclusively for plowing, and don't have a secondary use, and therefore it's very clear that this may be a problem of Lifnei Iver, you're selling it to someone who may be using it for during the Shemitah year for prohibited activities. Ha'ol is a yoke which is which harnesses the animals to plow. So this is prohibited unless, of course, it were a yoke that were that may be used for the animal to pull a wagon. But it's on the list here because we assume it's an ol, it's a yoke that's used just for this specifically to allow the animal to plow. V'hamizre, which is a winnowing fork. And so that's also, we assume this is a type of tool that's used to winnow grain at the threshing floor. So, right, some claim that, no, maybe this is actually a mizrim, something else, and maybe actually a part of the plow. So that's also going to be prohibited. Now, what's the issue with winnowing? Now, plow, we know, is always awesome. Winnowing, that's actually allowed. Assuming you harvest it in the proper way, I should be able to winnow. Nonetheless, the Mishnah, when it speaks about selling a winnowing fork, the concern must be that he's using this to winnow on a large scale. And as we had mentioned, according to the Rambam, at least, that's absolutely prohibited. Right? It's going to be an issur d'oraisa to harvest much at one time during the Shemitah year. Now, we mentioned that according to the Rosh, that's not that's not an issur d'oraisa. And in fact, it may be permitted if a person is using, leaves his field, unrestricted, and allows, and it's accessible to everybody. So then harvesting on a large scale would be permitted. So then using a winnowing fork, which should also be, okay, according to the Rosh. So why would the Mishnah put this on the list? So the Rosh must hold that the Mishnah is telling us a halacha that selling tools to someone who's suspected to violate Shemitah is only allowed where the tool has some type of use that's permissible in case the person who's buying it actually kept his field closed. So a winnowing fork is used only for winnowing. Right? So, and there is going to be an issur derabbanan of winnowing with usual tools as, right? If the person had closed his field and it was inaccessible. So that's why we have a problem. So once again, according to the Rosh, so we said like this, if you have a person who keeps his field closed, so then we have a problem. And he would not be permitted. The only way we would allow him to winnow whatever it is that he wants is in some type of shinui. So that's why the winnowing fork may potentially be a problem for the person who kept his field closed and did not allow other people to access it. Mishnah of Vahadeker, the last thing on the list is the plowshare, which is suit some type of iron peg, which was used as part of the plow. And therefore that also is something designated for plowing and has no secondary use. Cannot be sold because of the Lifnei Iver during the Shemitah year. Avol, Mokhir Magal Yad, but a hand sickle, which a hand sickle, or Magal Katsir, or a reaping sickle, Vagola, V'chol Kele, or a wagon, and all of its utensils, all of the accessories. So these are allowed, because the Bar Tanur explains that these could be used for permissible cutting of things. You could cut a little bit at a time. You don't need it to be cutting a lot, and a person may be using these things for something else as well. Now, remember, large-scale harvesting is not allowed, but since these can be used for small-scale harvesting, so that's why the Mishnah says this is going to be permitted. Now, remember, according to the Rosh says that you're not allowed to harvest using regular tools if the field was closed. So, according to the Rambam, if it's a little bit of harvesting, that's okay. So that's why these kalim are fine. But according to the Rosh, using regular kalim is going to be a problem if the person, let's say, keeps his field inaccessible. So now, why would it be permitted to use these, even the small sickle? Because that's a regular tool, so it shouldn't be allowed. So Rosh actually says, because sickles even can be used, forget for harvesting, that may be a problem, even a small amount of harvesting. But Rosh says that in the Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Yud Aleph, we see that sickles were used for almost like knives. And if they used for that, they would split wood and chop bones and things like that. And that's why it's possible. There is a secondary, maybe tertiary use for these items. And even the Rosh would say it's okay. Now, Klal says the Mishnah, this is the general rule. Any implement that which is designated, it's employed solely for Avera, for Shemitah use, which is Aser during the Shemitah year, so then it's Aser. Le'is or Leheter, but if it has both possibilities, and there's a permitted activity as well to use it for these particular utensils, then Mutter, then you're permitted to sell them. We're not concerned about Lifnei Yiver.